Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. An unholy wrangle over Mother Cabrini. Mayor de Blasio drew sharp criticism over the lack of a statue of the nation's first Catholic saint during his radio show on WNYC yesterday. The city is putting up statues of famous women in the She Built NYC initiative. Mother Cabrini was not in the first round of seven named, even though she topped the list in the public nominations. Actor Chaz Palminteri called in, suggesting it looked like racism that the initiative, led by First Lady Shirlane McRae, did not include Mother Cabrini. His Honor wasn't having any.
You don't call someone a racist who isn't a racist. It just isn't factually right, and it's inappropriate, and it's unfair.
I said what they asked me, and I'm being honest with you. Is that racism? And I said, it looks like it.
Well, it isn't, and I would urge people not to use that term where it doesn't exist.
Palminteri apologized for the suggestion of racism, asked the mayor to pass that on to his wife, and he said he would, and thanked Palminteri. Eventually, Mayor de Blasio said another round of statues is coming soon, and Mother Cabrini's at the top of the list for consideration when that happens, adding he would make a strong case for her. Some serious questions about former mayor and apparently current presidential attorney Rudy Giuliani today, after a New York Times report that a Manhattan federal prosecutors are looking into whether he broke lobbying laws in his work in Ukraine. More with correspondent Erica Tursky.
Federal authorities here in New York are investigating the business relationship between President Trump's private lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and the two Soviet-born, Florida-based businessmen charged in a campaign finance scheme. Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman were accused of injecting foreign money into U.S. politics. Giuliani has represented them in the past, and they have assisted him in the effort to dig up dirt on Joe Biden and Biden's family.
President Trump was asked about him yesterday.
No, I haven't spoken to Rudy. I spoke to him yesterday briefly. He's a very good attorney, and he has been my attorney.
Yes. CNN later asked Giuliani if he was still the president's lawyer. Former mayor said yes, adding that there are no Ukraine issues because he finished that in March. More damaging testimony in the impeachment inquiry yesterday, with former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch telling congressional investigators President Trump himself pressured the State Department to remove her with unfounded and false claims. House Intel Chair Adam Schiff praised her.
I think she has been a model diplomat and deserved better than the shabby treatment she received from this president and from the Secretary of State. I think we're all deeply in her debt for representing the country so well around the world and for so long.
Yovanovitch testified despite a State Department ban. Dozens of current and former State Department officials called on Secretary Mike Pompeo to defend her. So far, there's been no response. Correspondent Sunlin Sarfati has more from Chairman Schiff.
They are moving with a new sense of urgency, that they are making progress, and he promised potentially more depositions coming up that we don't know about, more subpoenas coming up that we at this point don't know about. So they're clearly pushing ahead.
Several key witnesses expected next week. Potty mouth. That's how House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is describing President Trump after this.
He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's ass.
But Pelosi said in a call with her House Democratic colleagues they are pursuing impeachment because he has not honored his oath of office, adding that they will honor theirs. At a Louisiana rally last night, the president slammed Pelosi.
I used to think she loved the country. She hates the country. Because she wouldn't be doing this to the country if she didn't.
Today, the president speaks to the Values Voters Summit. The gas is on. After pressure from Governor Cuomo and state officials, National Grid finally agreed to provide hookups for more than 1,000 customers.
He sunk every dollar he had in his new business. Now Jude Johnson finally has a natural gas hookup for the Philly Pretzel Factory in Park Slope.
This is relieving. Now I stand a chance, right? You know, win or lose, it's all on me.
Johnson was one of over 1,100 customers denied service from National Grid. State Assembly Member Joanne Simon.
And it was really just they were stonewalling. They were trying to hold people hostage to the pipeline that they wanted.
National Grid claimed it needed a new pipeline, but Governor Cuomo ordered the utility to start hooking up customers or face millions in penalties. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Park Slope, Brooklyn.
Starting today, you're going to need to hit the brakes on a big stretch of the West Side Highway. As part of the Vision Zero safety program, the city and state DOT will lower the limit from 35 to 30 miles an hour on that stretch from Battery Place to 59th Street, otherwise known as Route 9A. There have been 10 traffic deaths there since 2013, and officials hope this change will improve safety. City DOT Commissioner Pauly Trottenberg says it's been in the works for a while, including a 60-day warning period.
They're currently calibrated at a 35-mile-an-hour speed limit, but again, after the 60-day warning period, which starts Saturday, they will be calibrated at 30 miles an hour.
Of course, as you adjust to the change, stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. A stunner from longtime Fox News anchor Shepard Smith.
Recently, I asked the company to allow me to leave Fox News. After requesting that I stay, they obliged. Under our agreement, I won't be reporting elsewhere, at least in the near future, but I will be able to see more of Gio and Lucia and our friends and family. Then we'll see what comes along. This is my last newscast here.
The word came after months of tensions between Smith and the channel's opinion hosts, who have brushed off any criticism of the president. The word lit up social media. There was praise from many now former Fox colleagues and others. President Trump tweeted last night, though, is he leaving due to bad ratings or some other less important reason?
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.